I remember I brought you a story probably about 2.5 weeks ago now, near 3 weeks ago, about a triple murderer who's housed in Goulburn Jail called Con Giorgio. I also mentioned him in August of last year when I revealed he'd been caught with a phone in his cell and he was in maximum security and general population. Prior to that, he'd been in Supermax. And when the phone was discovered, he was put into segregation before being placed back in Supermax. I got a tip about Con Giorgio 3 weeks ago that he'd left Supermax and was back in the general prison population. You've spoken about him before, my correspondent said. Staff have lost count on how many times that he's had a mobile phone found on his person. He was held in Supermax for about 10 years until he was released from there a couple of years ago to the main section of Goulburn. He was then found with multiple phones over an extended period, which led to him being sent back to Supermax. This time he was only held there for a small time, a few months, and was again back sent to the Goulburn main yard. And guess what? He's now found again with phones and charges. With all the incidents in Goulburn of late, it's time for the Commissioner, Mr. Severin, to get serious. These phones make what is already a dangerous place even worse. Now, well, it does get worse because I told you at the time we put it to corrective services where he was. Was he still in the general population or back in Supermax? Well, it's apparent they put him back in Supermax because they said an inmate is in segregation at Goulburn Correctional Centre after a mobile phone was located in his possession. His future placement will be determined in accordance with relevant policies and procedures. Well, in other words, they wouldn't tell me, but I happen to know he's back in Supermax because I received another note today. Inmate Con Giorgio is currently in Supermax, but he's in an observation cell under 24-hour surveillance. It's believed he has a mobile phone in nature's pocket. In brackets, that's his backside. Giorgio is flat-out refusing to sit on a BOS. A BOF is a body orifice scanner. A scanner looks up his bottom. That's a chair. That would detect the mobile phone straight away. He's been asked a number of times to sit on the BOS chair. He refuses. Well, look, get David Ellie on the phone. If a triple murderer is refusing to sit on a chair that will show a phone stuck up his bum in Supermax, and we're not making him sit on the chair, we're in a bad place in society. A triple murderer has no rights. If he's got a phone stuck up his clucker in Goulburn Supermax, sit him on the bloody chair and get the phone off him. By the way, Ray, Giorgio's also on a hunger strike. He's been on the hunger strike for 5 days. He believes the hunger strike will prevent him from passing the phone. He hasn't gone to the toilet since he was put in the observation cell. There are a few questions to be asked here. I said asked, A-S-K-E-D. How did he get the phone before he went from the general population back into Supermax? Where's the phone come from? I know how the phone got stuck up his bum, he put it there. But where did the phone come from? What's going on at Goulburn Jail? What happened to all these body searches that used to happen that don't happen anymore? And if David Elliott, the Minister, supports the Corrections Commissioner, Peter Severin, that a triple murderer is entitled not to sit on this BOS chair, which apparently is a body orifice scanner chair, why not? I mean, I don't care if they strap him to the bloody chair. Strap him to the chair, examine his bottom. If you've got a phone there, get the phone out of his bottom and leave him in Supermax, because for the time he's been in jail, in and out of Supermax, he's like a Telstra store. He's a walking, talking, mobile Telstra store. If he doesn't have a phone stuck up his bum, he's got a phone in his hand or a charger. I mean, what is going on? A triple murderer. He has no rights in relation to what's stuck in his bottom or in his hand or anywhere else, in creases of his body. Get the phone off him and make sure he doesn't get another one.